aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Dwayze on Blaze. What's going on?
Yes, sir. We are back. We are back, guys. I know you thought we're not coming back, but we are back.
Yeah.
we're here. We live. Coming live and direct. Feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling lovely. You know?
Yeah. Come on, sis. Guys, Dwayze is back from vacation. So.
That's why he's, workation. Let's call it workation.
That's why he's joining us today. He's back, guys.
It's workation, bro. Workation, dog. I've many facets, you know, of my career.
He's a multifaceted employee.
You know? So sometimes, you know, I gotta remember that, hey, dog, hey, I'm also a partner, bro. I need to come back, bro. So I'm here today, bro.
Guy like throwing big words, multifaceted. Like, what are you saying? Multifaceted
individual.
You know, the dichotomy of it all is that.
You know what it was,
bro. Oh, shucks. But yeah, no, guys, we're back. Another week or another month, another episode. And. I don't want to waste too much time, man. You know, I want to get this done. Today, for the very first time, actually, on the show, we are going to be reviewing a project by none other than Elaine.
We didn't review Elements.
Nah, we didn't do Elements.
Huh?
We just spoke about it as part of, like, something, but we didn't.
Oh yeah, I remember.
We never really got to Elements, but yeah, Stone Cold Heart is the name of the album. It comes after Elements, which was like what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Hey,
it feels like a lifetime ago.
Yo.
But nonetheless, we are here. Elaine, a Stone Cold Heart. What are you saying, Dwayze? What were your initial thoughts? What were your expectations going into this? How were you feeling going into this?
Yeah, bruh. Yo, sis. I think you and I both know, bruh. We've had a lot of discussions about Elaine on this podcast, bro.
Yeah.
Not even on this podcast, just in general, bruh. And, you know, I think for a long time we've wondered, like, really, you know, what's that call, bruh? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on, bruh? Like, the motion? There was no motion, bruh. After such, like, trajectory from the beginning was, like, yo, through the roof, going overseas. You know, there was a bit of, like, a slowdown, and we're just kind of, like, trying to figure out, like, you know, where's the noise at? So it's kind of nice to finally get something from Elaine, like a full body of work. To be honest, it came a bit too late, bro, you know? Because this is technically a debut project, because I guess Elements was an EP. Yeah. I don't know how we really rank these things these days, but, you know, this is kind of that full-length project. And honestly, I will say I was not expecting much when I first... So, oh, okay, she's dropping. I was thinking, hey, I don't know. I'm so far gone, so far removed from Elaine, to be honest with you, that I just didn't even really have a real expectation, you know? But listening to it, bro, I won't lie, I'm pretty impressed. I think it was pretty good. It was pretty good, bro. It was, like, it was also, like, experimental too, which I liked. I feel like she didn't just settle for... Or like run back to what she knew would work for her. She did a bit of that, but she also added some new variations. I think the songwriting got a little better than where it's been for me personally. I think she's kind of finding her bag again. She's kind of finding her vibe. So for me personally, I was quite pleased with this project. I wish it came earlier. I wish it came sooner, bro. But hey, at least we got it, you know? So
yeah,
that's kind of my take on it.
Yeah, I think that with Elaine, she had the biggest motion with Elements. We had never seen anything like that,
bro. Especially for an R&B artist,
an R&B and SA, because you know R&B and SA is always, like, you know, on the sidelines,
bro. They be sleeping.
but she somehow managed to, you know, get into the mainstream and infiltrate the mainstream big time. And we'd never seen anything like that before, with Elements. And I remember saying that it's not that she was doing anything new. She wasn't like breaking new ground musically, but I think we just felt a sense of pride and excitement because we finally had an artist of our own making the kind of music that we were loving back then, from like your Tillers and Summer Walkers and them. And she was doing it at a high level. It didn't feel like she was imitating. It just felt like she was part of that group of artists. We hadn't really had someone like that at the time who was able to do it on that level. There were many artists doing it, but not on that level. And so I think as a country, we just all got behind her. And then, you know, started making moves, went overseas, signed to Columbia, and then she was gone for years. And so when she came back, I mean, she tried to come back, was it last year, with like a couple of singles, and people are like, nah.
Yes.
People are like, nah.
Yes.
So she had to like go back to the drawing board again. And so honestly, I had zero expectations. Like, I didn't even know she was dropping an album until the day that
I also didn't know.
I was like, oh, okay.
I only knew a couple of days before,
you know. But I just, she was no longer someone I was checking for, you know, because I'd waited so many years and they just moved on, you know. But here we are, and Stone Cold Heart.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, boy.
That's so, what I always think when I see this thing.
The first track, Broken Hearted Ass Bitch. Oh.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, okay. Damn it. Very decent intro. I thought this was a decent intro. I liked it. I like that it's very sparse, no drums, and it's mainly just her over here. What are you saying about the intro?
Yeah, for me, she was cooking on this intro. I love it when Ahana's in this type of bag, like when she's in her, like, hey, bruh, I'm on my, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna tell you how it is type shit. This is what I like, bruv, you know? So I think this is the perfect, especially for the title of the project, this is the perfect intro for me. Definitely cooked on this. I feel like it was raw, bro. Feel like it was honest. Like, I don't know if it was done with as much emotion as I needed. But I like what she was talking about on here. I like the talk, you know. But yeah, it was engaging. It was well written. But yeah, I think the emotion wasn't really executed as precisely as needed, you know, for me personally.
Yeah. The next one was Relapsing Freestyle. I like this. I thought this was very much in her lane, you know. Yeah, it's what I would expect from an Elaine song. So it was very, it was very easy. It was accessible. Nothing too crazy. I thought very simple, straightforward song. What you think of this freestyle?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Just kind of right down her alley, bro. Great writing. Again, I just feel like that's one thing I will say about this project in its entirety. There's just some places where I feel like she lacked a bit on delivery, where it just needed a bit of like oomph, a bit of, you know, spice on it. But yeah, like you're saying, it was calm. It was nothing too different or something unexpected from Elaine. So yeah, it was cool. Just for me, only critique, a bit more emotion again. But yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Fake Deep. When I heard this song the first time, I was like, okay, yeah. Fake Deep, I can see this one resonating with her core fan base. I don't know why, it just gave me that feeling of, yeah, you know, this is the type of stuff that her her fan base would appreciate. And so, yeah, I like
that's a shot to
I like Fake Deep, you know. I Yeah, it's a decent song. And I don't, like, I haven't really seen what people have been saying on social media about the album, like, until I think like 2 days ago, people were discussing how like it didn't really chart well. But other than that, I haven't seen any like discourse around the actual songs themselves. But I would imagine that this would be one of them that her core fan base appreciates. How are you feeling about Fake Deep?
Yeah, I kind of see what you say there as to why they would appreciate this song. It kind of makes sense. Yeah, man, Fake Deep is definitely for me, it's one of her strong points. I really like this song. I appreciate songs like this from her. Yeah, man. I do think, however, this song would have fit nicely with the feature collaboration. And somebody I feel like who's perfectly in this bag is Nanette. You know, I think she could do really well on this. But as for what it is, I really did enjoy this song. I can't lie to you. I think, yeah, man, I can't really say resonate with it, but I could see it resonating to its core, you know, to the people it's supposed to touch. So, yeah, but I do like it for what it is, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of these songs, like, I don't think I was like the target audience. I know it's like a weird thing to say, but it's like I can appreciate them like musically for what they are, but yeah. I didn't really feel a sense of connection to a lot of them. Well, that's fine too, you know. And yeah, Fake Deep with the feature could have elevated, definitely. I think there's a few songs on here. I mean, this album is so long, bro.
Yeah, it is a bit,
and
too
it's
long,
just like, bro, get, like, let's you know, let's do something, let's bring in other people, let's, you know.
And I feel like Elaine definitely needed other people, like, for this to be your debut project, bro. Like, I feel like, especially for all this time, we needed like something to drop and it like shake the globe, bro. You know, this was a bit too quiet, bro, you know. But hey, it is what it is, bro.
Hey, man, the next song was Lonely Hearts, another one that's, you know, in her lane. I think it's a good song overall.
In her lane.
The production was also good on here, I gotta say.
Yeah,
definitely. I quite enjoyed the production on this one. I think the production carried. So yeah, it's definitely one of the more memorable ones for me on the album. Lonely Hearts, what are you saying?
Yeah, I did like this song. I did definitely think it was a strong one. Yeah, again, just delivery a bit for me on this song. You see, sometimes, bro, especially when it comes to singers, sometimes, bro, it's like there's a difference between being able to sing and then being able to sound sincere, you know? Like, I just feel like sometimes Elaine misses sincerity. In her, she's got a great voice. I love her vocals, but it's just I need that thing that makes me feel, you know. And I feel like she had it a lot back in Elements, you know. I just feel it's a bit missing here for me personally, you know. But as for the song, I do really appreciate the song. I do like it, but I wanted to feel it more, if that makes sense, you know.
100%. My initial notes that I had for this, I remember I wrote that it feels uninspired. That was one of the notes that I wrote, like, for my initial thoughts. I was like, this is not really a bad album, but for the most part, it just feels a little bit uninspired. It just feels like, I mean, I'm going to sing because I've got the voice and I've got, like, the lyrics, but that's all you're going to get, really. You know, so it's like, for other people, that's good enough, you know, bare minimum, that's great. But for others, like, we want that emotion, like, it needs to come through.
Exactly.
And if it's not there, then that connection is severed between us and you as the singer. And I think for a lot of the songs on here, that emotion was just not there, you know.
Definitely.
So yeah, it made it a bit harder, like, to go back to some of these songs. And a lot of these songs have got potential, you know. These could really be elevated, but you know, it is what it is, I guess. The next one was Going Nowhere Slowly, another one that I quite enjoyed, actually. And yeah, very, very interesting part of the album, because I think this is where we get to, like, we're almost halfway, and this is sort of like the part where the album shifts. Just after this song we get into other stuff. Yes. But yeah, this was good. I enjoyed this. But I want to hear your thoughts on this one. What are you saying?
Going Nowhere Slowly. This is a very ironic title, but yeah, man, I do like this song, man. I do like this song. I really enjoy the production on this. You see, conceptually here and lyrically, I think she should have pushed the boundaries a bit more, because it kind of feels like what the title is saying is, it's going nowhere slowly, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, this song has so much potential in my eyes, bro. It has so much potential, but it's just not taken to that point, bro. You know, it's like you're waiting for that climax and it doesn't come, bro. That's how this song feels for me, bro. Definitely enjoyable song. I can't take it away. Can't take that away from it. But again, it just doesn't get to where it needs to get to for me, bro.
That's true. Which is very unfortunate, of course. The next one, let's see, Las Palmas Avenue.
Eish.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, this is not my favorite song.
You said it's your favorite?
Not my favorite.
Okay. I was saying, whoa, okay.
Like, if you ask me right now what this song sounds like, I couldn't tell you, because I've just forgotten what it sounds like. But I remember I wrote it down. I was like, this is not my jam, you know. It's not my favorite. I can't
remember, to be honest. I just going off my notes on this one. I can't remember. I'm trying to think of how it sounds. I can't even remember, bro.
I really can't. But I remember listening to it and thinking to myself, to nah,
yeah,
this ain't it, girl. Nah. Remember
that's crazy.
Remember Safari, when you was on the Breakfast Club and was freestyling for Charlemagne?
Yo, that's one of the harshest things.
At the end, Charlemagne's like, nah, that ain't it, y'all.
I think it was even MGK there freestyling.
That's how I felt. I got to the end of this song, I'm like, nah. That ain't it, yo. It's just, it's not the one, fam. It's not for me. Let me put it that way. It's just not for me, you know. But I'm sure there's people out there who love it. But personally, nah. Las Palmas Avenue was not for me. What are you saying about this one, Dwayce?
Yeah. Hey, bro, I really can't remember. But going off my notes, bro, I could kind of already see us linking with our thoughts here, because my first note is, this should have been a 1 minute interlude.
Yeah.
It's giving intermission vibes. So already we can see it wasn't memorable from the jump, right? Mm. So again, it's also going nowhere slowly, because it really takes too long again to, it's like not going anywhere again, bro. And these are those tracks we can cut off, bro, from the project, mm-hmm. just to trim off the fat, bro. Trim off the edges and just get the good songs there condensed, bro. Because, hey, bro, some of these are unnecessary, honestly. I do like the production and, like, the harmonizing she's getting into towards the end. But honestly, to me, bro, like, hey, bro, it's just, like, let's get to the meal here, bro, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I definitely agree with you. I think this should have been an interlude, like 1 minute interlude, because the next song is Waiting on You, and I feel like it didn't do much. Not a bad song, but I feel like it, you know, back to back from Las Palmas to Waiting on You, and I just feel like what was said, what did we get, you know, what did we achieve over there, you know? So I think, yeah, either we take out Las Palmas or we make it a 1 minute interlude, and then there's only one mediocre song we're focusing on, Waiting on You. Because back to back, Las Palmas and Waiting on You,
yeah,
I don't know,
comes a bit of a stretch.
Like, it's you know,
well, you see, I'll say, bro, well, I don't know if you're finished, I'll let you
finish. I'm done, bro.
Okay, now, so for me, really, I will say that the one thing I do like about this song is like the vibes. This song does have nice vibes, but again, it's just, you know, there's always this feeling of a disconnect, bro. There's always this feeling of a disconnect for me, bro. I do like what she did on the hook. I do like what she did there, but overall, like you said, if this wasn't back to back, like from, you know, Las Palmas, like, I feel like it would be more digestible. But already coming off something that I was already like, okay, yo, it was a bit of a stretch getting through this. Now I must, you know, again, bro. It wasn't like sequencing there, wasn't it, bro? I won't lie to you, bro.
Yeah.
So with that one, I think it kind of ruined even this track, you know, a bit more. Because this track does have something, but coming off that, I don't know, bro. But yeah, I do like the production here. It's an okay song. I'll give it that.
Vibes are there. The vibes are there. And I think it's vibey because this is where we get into the dance part of the album. We get into the dance songs, right? Because the next one was My Lover.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, the first dance track on here. See,
now, I think we're getting into my favorite part of the album, this last part, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, for me personally.
Yeah. My Lover. What are you saying about this one? I want to hear your thoughts there. What are you saying?
To be honest, bro, do you know why I actually really like this song? Do you know what it reminds me of, bro? It reminds me of back in the day, Magic Jordan, bro. Like, just the vibes of this song. Like, early, like, when there were still the good people.
The good people. Yeah.
Like, it gives me those, you know, feels. So, I think, I don't know if it's the nostalgia that really made me, like this song, or if it's really that good, I don't know. But to be honest, I kind of enjoyed the song, bro. It just took me back, bro. So for me, nostalgia wins here.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. You know, it's weird. Now that I think about it, like, Elaine was working with Catriona, but there was no receipts. Like, we didn't get anything. They were in studio like a year or two ago, a couple of times, you know, snippets were shared on Instagram. But what happened to those songs? And I have a theory a little bit. I feel like with Elaine, with all like the Catriona stuff and, you know, all of that. I feel like what had happened with the Columbia situation, Catriona and all these people that she was working with, I think she had like an entire album that she had to like scrape. That's what I'm thinking here. And this is the album that we ended up with. Because where are those songs that she made with all those dope producers?
That's true.
Right? What happened to them?
That's
You can't tell me that they just weren't good enough for this.
No way.
Album.
Even if they weren't, I mean, just Kate Renata's name alone, bro. You gotta throw that on there, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So I feel like, this is just my theory, though. I feel like Elaine had been working on music while she was with Columbia, And then she had to basically scrape all of that once she left. And then we got this album.
Yeah.
That's my theory. But like I said, you know, I stand to be corrected. People that's must let me know. They must hit me up and tell me. They must go and
there can't be any other, bro, because why wouldn't you use those songs? You need those songs right now, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, the next one, La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's not for me, hey.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's not for me, hey. Las Palmas Avenue, La Vida Loca.
For me, these songs I've been liking, I won't lie. Since Waiting On You, it was an uptrend for me, man.
I just... to me, it feels like an attempt at something. And because I know what that something actually sounds like when it's done very well, I'm just like, I appreciate the effort, but
because it doesn't feel authentic, then if you already know,
do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's not for me. Let me put it that way. I'm not saying it's a bad song, but it's just not for me. How are you feeling about La Vida Loca?
Yeah, for me. I don't know if I've just been thirsty for Elaine's music or whatever, but... And also, I've taken, like... Like, I feel like I'm one of those guys who've been late to really embrace Beyonce. Not embrace, but, like, really enjoy it. Like, you know? But, honestly, I feel like her vocals complement Beyonce, bro. Like, I just feel like they complement that type of vibe, that type of, you know, energy. So for me, I enjoyed it. Do I think it was the best song? Nah, I don't really think. Like, if we're even just going to compare it to Beyonce and Jay, dog. Like, I don't think it was really that great, honestly. But I enjoyed it from her. I enjoyed, like, it felt refreshing. It felt new, you know? So I'll say for me, that kind of made me feel like, ah, okay. You know, I'm seeing something. Like, I know she had something like this. I don't know, was it? Was that R&B? I can't remember what the Black Key. You know, and that's another problem. I just want to say that. I feel like Elaine's songs, for some reason, after Elements, haven't been that memorable, you know, and that's a problem for me, but yeah, that's a different story for another day. But yeah, it's kind of how I feel.
The next one was Know Each Other, another dance track, and yeah, man. What can I say, guys?
You know, CZ rocking. You know, CZ rocking with it.
I just... Yeah. I mean... You know, I see the vision. You know?
You see, I see the what they had in mind.
I see the vision.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I think there's certain R&B artists who do like dance inspired music, electronic inspired music, and I feel like their essence still cuts through in those environments. I think of Naomi Sharon, who had one of my favorite albums last year. Obsidian is an incredible album, unbelievable album, you know, and she is an R&B artist at her core, but she had like two or three, maybe even four, like dance tracks on that album
still shines,
and the essence of who she is was never lost. Like, the identity was there, it was very, very present. And I feel like with Elaine, when she steps into this world, she loses that. Not that she loses it, but it's just, I just don't feel it. I don't see it.
And that's the thing. With, you know? The vocals are always good, great. But it's the like the essence of who she is not there, bruh.
The essence of who you are as an artist is just not there. And then I feel that disconnect, you know? So... Once again, it's not that it's a bad song or any of these songs are bad. I just feel like the essence of who she is lost when she steps into this world. And then as a result of that, to me, it comes across as inauthentic for the most part. Now, granted, to her, this might be the most authentic thing she is doing at the time, of course. Otherwise, she wouldn't put it out. And so I gotta respect that. However, just from a fan perspective, there is that disconnect for me with a lot of these songs. But yeah.
And yeah, and another thing, I also feel like when an R&B artist does dance, they have to really carry that essence of themselves, like you're saying. It has to be even more prominent than usual, because it's like you're coming from such a, because R&B is like slow, it's deep, it's sexy, and then dance is like up tempo. Even when dance is like slow, it's still like, you know, you still gotta have an energy to it. And I feel like that's where that disconnect comes in. She can't bring that over, right? She loses that, you know, Elaine R&B goddess. You know what I mean? And the example you put forward, Naomi Sharon too, like, that's a great example, bro. Like, you know, that's someone who can still carry themselves, even if it's not necessarily what they're known for. You know, you're still going to be identified like, nah, this is Naomi, bro. You know? And like you're saying, Elaine lacks that, bro. So for me, like, I think, you know, I was lenient, I think, just because it was nice to hear from Elaine, you know, like music that's actually like, because for me, I was one of those people who weren't rocking with those singles. I won't lie to you. I was never rocking with any of those singles, bro. Not one, bro. You know, so there were some songs here that I felt like I liked, even like the songs with Blackie and stuff. I was just like, yo, bro, it's just, for me, it's missing, bro. But, you know, like these songs, as much as I can say, okay, I like this one, I can still point out those things and say, bro, you know, there's things here that still need work, bro. She still needs to understand how to exist in this plane without losing herself, you know? This is a good start, but Elaine is one of our superstars, bro. Like, she's supposed to be, at least, you know? And she needs to embody that. When I hear songs like this, I don't feel superstar. I feel like, oh, okay, somebody making a nice tune, you know? So, yeah, that's just kind of how I feel about it. I like it, but we need more.
100%. Next one was Rumors. Lyrically good, but I think, yeah, I'll just be repeating myself again with this one still. It's the same sentiment again. Good writing, good melodies, good singing, zero connection for me again. And so yeah, Rumors is just another one for me. I don't know about you. How are you feeling about Rumors?
Yeah, Rumors for me, it's like, these are one of those ones where I saw the vision. I saw what she was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what she was trying to do. I love the production. I feel like she sounds right at home on here. But again, the same thing you've just pointed out, the connection, again, the authenticity, the sincerity, the depth. It's just like, I don't know what it is that's lacking or what's making it feel like Elaine. There's like a disconnect between her and the music. I don't know if it was maybe it even stems to what you pointed out earlier. Maybe she made a project she really loved and that's what she wanted to put out. And then things happened and she had to now hit the drawing board and say, okay. And then that kind of lost the soul.
100%. Stone Cold was the next one. And I think this was like the final dance stuff we got from her around this time. And so, yeah, I appreciate the attempt on Stone Cold. I had high expectations. Well, not high expectations, but I was very interested to see what's going to happen with this one because, you know, it's basically like tied to the title of the album.
Yeah. This is like the, yeah, this is like
title. So I'm like, okay, track, cool. Bro. We're getting into title track vibes. Let's see what we're going with. And yeah. How are you feeling?
This one, she was supposed to send this one home, bro. I won't lie, bro.
Yeah.
This is the one. It's title track, bro. You gotta show us. Bro. Like, this is what it's all about, bro. You know, for this moment right here, dog. Especially when it's coming as a finale type of vibe in the towards the end, bro. Yeah. Nah, come on, like.
Hey, man.
Bro.
I don't know. It is what
bro,
it is.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things, bro. It's just, again, you know, we're repeating ourselves, but again, you're doing what we like. Your voice is hitting, but bro, you're not drawing us in, bro. You're not drawing us in. You're not selling it, bro. That's the only thing. I know she might hear this. We're not hating. We love you, Elaine. At the end of the day, we wouldn't even be saying this. We didn't love you, but you know, it's honestly the truth. We just, though, when in Elements, there was a connection we felt, which is everyone felt that connection. It was just why we loved you. Because, like you said, C's, it's not that she was doing anything great or crazy. Let me not say great, but like different from what they were doing at the time, you know? But the way she was doing it felt authentic. It connected the emotion, you know? It was there. You can tell she wanted to be here in this moment. She wanted to give you this, you know? We need that. So yeah, let me leave it.
I hear that still.
preaching.
Love Me Slowly and yeah. Lost and Found were the last two on the album. Let's just do both of them. So you see, this is what I want. You know?
Yeah. You see?
This is what I want. There's that one meme where she's like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is it, dog.
Exactly.
Like, bro, give me 10 of these, boy. Like, I'm happy, dog. I don't care, dog.
This is what I know. This is where, this is the lane I know, bro.
Like, bro, Love Me Slowly was phenomenal.
Bro,
Lost and Found,
bro.
Greatness. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, I just sat through 20 minutes bro. Of God knows what, this, and then you're going to give me this at the end, bro. Like,
and this is why I said, for me, to me, this towards the end of the album, it went up and up because the way it ended was the way I needed it to be.
But see, this is a tricky thing, you know? Because now, as a listener, you're gonna get to these last two songs, and they'll be so good, and it's gonna leave you feeling good, right? And you're gonna think, that was actually a great album. But nah.
But that was the trick, see. That's what got me. That's what got me. Did you at the beginning? I said, nah, I like this because the way it ends for me is like, I like it, bro. It gets better and better as we're ending for me.
Yeah, that's
bro.
The trick.
You know? So you end off feeling good, but at the beginning, you're like, yo, what's happening here? You know, at least towards the middle.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know.
No, man. These last two were great. This man. Was a I have to say. Love Me Slowly.
Love Me Slowly.
What are you saying?
Bro, Love Me Slowly. Ish, this hook, bruh. Yo, bro. You see, this is when it's connecting. This is when the tear starts to formulate at the corner of my eye. And I start to see, hey, bruh, now you're taking me back, bro. Bro, I don't know. And this was also giving me, like, some really feels, nyana. Like, you know, this, like, yeah, no, this is, like, how R&B should sound in 2024.
Yeah.
This is what I want, bruh. Like, exactly what you said. This is what I want, bruh. Like, I don't know, like, I feel like she could have taken it slightly more further, but here, I'll give her a pass because she delivered on this one. I can't lie to you. I feel like she delivered for me. She did what she needed to do. That's one thing I'll say for Elaine, her next project. She really needs to test herself vocally, like push herself, because she sounds good, but I feel like she's comfortable. She's cozy. She's in her pocket, bruh. I'd like to hear her really like challenge herself and push herself vocally. So
still. And what about Lost and Found? What are you saying about that one?
Oh yeah, Lost and Found, bruh. Another one where I feel like this is, you know, I think we should have cut this project down to even like 8-10 tracks. Even 8 tracks would have been fine, bruh. It would have been, especially for Elaine, because even Elements was quite short, but it gave us what we needed, bro. Gave us exactly what we needed. But yeah, this again, bro, I think this is where she was really shining. She was showing us why she is who she is. She did well. I like how she pitched down like the ad-libs. Yeah, man, strong outro. I think it need a bit more of a stronger climax, but bro, for what she did here, I really appreciate it and I liked it. Can't lie to you. So yeah, I think this was a strong finish. Like you said, bro, it made you end off this project on such a high note that you forget about the missteps that were there previously. Yeah. But yeah, man, I think this ended on a really high note. So yeah.
Yeah. So closing thoughts. I think that Elaine's album Stone Cold Heart, right? That's the name. Yeah, so I think that it's not necessarily a bad album. I feel like the distance, the time between Elements and this was too long, number one. And number two, I feel like this was not the album she had in mind. This was not the album she was working on. I feel like this was plan B, when the original plan didn't go as planned. You know, and as far as the music goes, I don't necessarily think that these are bad songs for the most part. I just feel like a lot of them lack sincerity, a lot of them lack emotion. And so as a fan, it was very hard for me to connect with a lot of these songs. I think she's a good writer. I think she's a great singer. And I just hope that, you know, for the next one, she can really find a way to, you know, regain that connection again, that sincerity that she always had. I'm not asking Elaine to make another Elements. I could never ask an artist to make the same album again.
Definitely not.
I'm just asking for more sincerity, because to me, for the most part, these songs don't connect, they don't land with me, because I feel that lack, that disconnect. But other than that, it was a decent album, but it's not gonna be making it on my, you know, on my list at the end of the year, unfortunately. But I am always gonna be looking forward to more music from her, because we are fans at the end of the day. Closing thoughts, Dwayne, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, I share a lot of your sentiment there. I don't want to repeat too much, but yeah, I think really in a nutshell, it's really what it is. It's just finding that connection with the music again, finding that sincerity and authenticity. I will give her the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, maybe this wasn't what she necessarily wanted to give us. This might have been rushed, or this might have been throwaways. This, you know, might have not been the main focus. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think she's definitely a talented artist, a talented writer. This might be a slightly a bit of a misstep for her, especially if this is kind of your debut, like, grandiose project. But I think, you know, there's stepping stones from here. And I think she just needs to regain a lot of herself, you know, find herself again. And I think that's all that's missing here. Because as you said, not bad songs. It's just, it feels like it's not being sung by her almost, you know. So that's kind of how I feel. I do love some songs on here. But I can't say they'll ever match. And like C said, not that I'm trying to compare what she did in the past, but I know the way I felt just listening to those songs, and the way I really felt an instant connection to some of those songs, I didn't feel the same thing here. And when you sort of enter the game as an artist who makes people feel things, it becomes tricky when you don't feel something when you listen to that same artist, you know? So yeah, that's how I'll put it. But at the end of the day, I think it's still a great project. And yeah, we'll always be here to hear more from Elaine. So yeah,
shout out Elaine still. Yeah, that's it. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray, and I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Dwayne on Blaze.
Yes,
until next time, stay shining, peace and love.